We are learning Masech L'Sukkah, Daf Yud Amabez, and we are beginning the second line from the top. Itmar, Noy Sukkah, which are what we call decorations. It means things that you put up to beautify the Sukkah. So, Eimim Matim Sukkah. That means, if the Sukkah was 20 Amos high, you want to be Machshir Dadei Noy Sukkah, it's not Machshir, because it's not Tzchach, and it's not considered Tzchach, so it's part of the Sukkah, so it will not make it lower, it won't lower the Tzchach less than 20 Amos. Even though it's bottled to the Tzchach, but it's not Tzchach kosher, therefore it cannot be Mayit the Sukkah. Amar Rav Ashi, Umenatzad Matim. But there could be a problem if it's a very small Sukkah, 7 by 7 Tlachim, and you put it on the side, then it will make a problem. What's the difference? The difference is like this. And by the way, also another thing, is that Rashi speaks out that when it's Yud Tfachim high, also it won't shter. If it's hanging low, it won't be a problem. But if it's on the side, that will make a problem. Why? Because on the side, there's a shear, you have to fit in. Roisha, Ruba, Shechani. You have to fit your head and most of your body on the table. And if you have these decorations here, you're not going to be able to fit in. Masha'enki, in something that's 10 Tfachim high, and something that's hanging lower, you could fit in. It's a Diras Rucha, maybe. So Taisa speaks out, even though it's a problem with Diras Rucha, Taisa speaks out, no Sukkah is different. What does that mean? Since I want it here, so it's not a problem with Diras Rucha. So on the side, where it makes you too small, you probably can't fit in. I don't care if I want it, I can't fit. But Diras Rucha, since I want it, it's fine. And the Ma'ilam Esim also, it's not Mamayade because it's not Tzchach Kasher. So that's the halacha of it. Itma, no Sukkah, Eim Matim is Sukkah, Om Ravashi, when I tzad, Matim. Talk to Moravaita. Minyamin Avdei de Rav Ashi, Minyamin, who is the Eved of Rav Ashi, it mishale ketunta b'maya. His shirt got soaking wet. V'shtatcha mitalosa. So he put it on the sukkah to dry. Only Rav Ashi, tells him, it was chalamoy, it wasn't on Shabbos, on Yom Tov Shabbos. Only Rav Ashi, dalye de loy lemru, kamasacha b'dom v'kabotumah. Take it down, because someone's going to say, oh, look, you're making schach with something v'kabotumah, a piece of clothing v'kabotumah. And people will think you're being misachi yisok with davar kabotoma. Afraid the Gemara, no one's going to think that. But kachazel later retiva, they see it soaking wet. So Gemara answers lechiyav shekamila. Even when it's dry, you shouldn't put it up because people will think you're making schach out of davar kabotoma, and that's not allowed. And therefore, it's marasayin. So don't do that. Itmar. More about the locha of noy sukkah of decorations. Itmar. Noy sukkah hamuflagim mena arba'a. No sukkah that's 4 tefachim away from the schach. Rav Nachman Amar Kashera, Rav Nachman is kosher. Rav Chista, Rav Ravuna Amar Psula. Rav Ravuna say it's pasul. Why? The shaila is it considered bottled to the schach if it's too far away? The first man the Amar holds, Rav Nachman holds kosher because it's still, it says no sukkah, it's bottled. Mashenkin, the other man the Amar holds, Rav Chista and Rav Ravuna say it's pasul. And the Amar brings that a meiser. Rav Chista, Rav Ravuna iklu beresh gulusa. Rav Chista, Rav Huna went to the Reish Kalusa. In those days in Bavel, there was a Reish Kalusa, was like Makom de Melech. He was a Talmud Chacham, was a mitzvah to go visit him. They went to visit him on Yom Tov. And Rav Nachman was one of the people, one of the Rabbanim in charge of the house. Rashi says he was the Av Bezdin, the Nogid, Umitzava, based Reish Kalusa. He was one of the people, big Askadim in charge. Rav Nachman was a big God Ladar, and he was one of the people in charge. So he sat Rav Chista, Rav Huna in the Sukkah under a Noy Sukkah that was hanging lower than 4 Tvachim. And Ginu Rav Nachman Besukkah, Shinoya Muflogim and Arba Tvachim, that the Noy was hanging down 4 Tvachim. Rav Nachman held his mutter. So Shtikav Le'am 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 Midi. So the Rav Chista, Rav Huna didn't say a thing. Omalei, Omalhu. So Rav Nachman asked them, How do Buhu Rabbanim Shmaisayu? Did the rabbis, you guys were Chayzer? Omrulei, no, we're not Chayzer. Anan Shluche Mitzvah Anan, Uptur Mesukkah. We're Shluche Mitzvah. We came to visit the Reish Kalusa, so we're part of our mitzvah. And Taisa speaks out, "Ukegoin shayim is batlam in a mitzvah, so my mechaz mecha sukkah acharis." If they would have found another sukkah, there would have been batlam mitzvah. So they had to visit the Reish Kalusa. That was the only way they could do it, and the hell was possible, but they had no choice. So the Akara Gemara. Now the Ritva brings a raya. What?
They didn't need to eat.
Yeah, but the ones that are oisik mitzvah, the potter. As long as they're oisik mitzvah, the potter, they can't do it any other way. They have to eat. The person has to eat. So now, the Ritva speaks out that Rav Nachman didn't know there was shluchim mitzvah. Still, Rav Nachman sat them down under the noy sukkah before he knew that they changed their mind. They didn't change their mind.
Right.
So how is he allowed to do that? So first it says, Makan Raya, that if you hold something mutter, you're allowed to speak. If you hold sherry cast and mutter, you're allowed to feed some sherry cast. That's what comes up in Ritva. This is how. Then he says, no, maybe not. You know why? Maybe it's not a raya for me. Why? Because here it was nicker. You can't, here, you put them down there, but they can look up and see. Same thing with the Sharagath. They can look at the bottle also and see. So the bar is, if you, the bar is the big Shaila. It's still a Shaila. It's all stands by a Shaila. Are you, if you hold something mutter, are you allowed to feed it to someone else? What's a Shaila? That could be Iver. One has not Iver, holds mutter. On the other hand, maybe it's if Iver because he holds also. So that's a Shaila. It's also had a half meter bigger Raya from the Gemara. He says, no, it's not Raya because it's Nikr La'ayin. It's a very nice Shtikl Ritva. But Ayin Shom. Yeah, about the Schach. About the decoration hanging low. Yeah. Zog the Gemara Vayta. Om Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Muto lishon bekilo besukkah. If someone had a canopy, but this kilo wasn't like our Mishnah's canopy, which is, we call it a kinoif, kinoifis. A kilo is a temporary type of canopy. It basically, it's a sheet over four poles. It's not a whole canopy, you know, nice velvet canopy. So muto lishon bekilo besukkah. Let us sleep in the sukkah. Apishesh lagag, even though it has a gag. But for who shein gavoya asara? But it can't be 10 tefachim high. Rashi learns 10 tefachim high means it can't be 10 tefachim high in the mita, not from the ground, from the mita. And if you look at in halacha, the mizbura paskins, it depends where it's standing. If it's standing on the floor, the poles, then it goes with the floor. But if it's standing on the bed, it goes 10 tefachim on the bed. So what Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel is saying is that you let us sleep in a kilo, if as long as it's not 10 tefachim high. Toshima, that's your kasha. It says in the Mishnah, it says in a brisa, Yoshim bekilo besukkah lo yosnei chavosim. He's sleeping in a kilo. It's called a kilo. This temporary canopy. You're not yoytzim. And for the gemara, my skin goes gavaya asara. There was 10 tefachim high. That's why it's a problem. It's 10 tefachim high. That's why it's a problem. Shmuel, Shmuel said less than 10 tefachim is kasha. This is 10 tefachim high. Meisvei, you know, a kasha. This is the first mishnah in the second parent. Hayoshim tachas amita besukkah. Someone sleeps under a bed in the sukkah. Lo yosnei chavosim. He's not yoytzim the mitzvah of sukkah. So you see, now I'll sleep under a bed. So you want to know how talking about Shmuel or Mita Gavaya Asara. We're talking about there, the Mita was 10 Tvachim high. Again, it's not a kasha on Shmuel. Tashima, from our Mishnah, Shapiris Agabi Kenoifis Psula. If you put a sheet on your over your canopy, over your poles, to make a canopy, it's possible. So our Mishnah says it's possible. So the Gemara says, no, Hosanam the Gavaya Asara. It's 10 Tvachim high. Great thing. Gemara, I'll show you from a price that's not true. A kinoifis even less than 10 tefachim is also. I'll show you even first. Like Tony Achi, the time went to the brisa. Naklitim shnayim. Naklitim has two poles. On one pole is by the head of the person, and the other one's by his legs, and they put it over like a tent, and it comes to a point. The kinoifis is our boy, has four poles. And it says in the brisa, appears to gabi kinoifis psula. Agabi naklitim is ksheira. On top of kinoifis, where it's a oil, because it goes over four poles, is possible. So that's a whole tent with the oil. Agabi naklitim, which comes to a tip, there's no oil there, it's kosher. But it can't be 10 tefachim high. Mechlal, the kinoifis, that's aser. Even though it's not 10 tefachim high, because even naklitim is also by 10 tefachim high. So when it says kinoifis is possible and naklitim is kosher, we're talking less than 10 tefachim. And you see, kinoifis is possible less than 10 tefachim. So it's a kasha on Shmuel. That Shmuel said a kilo, which is on four poles, is kosher if it's less than asara. And here our Mishnah, and with the Brisa's explanation, says that kinoifis is possible because even if it's not 10 tefachim high, our answer is shani kinoifis the kavi. Kinoifis is different because it's kavua. It's kavua. And Taisa speaks out. That's only midrabanan. Really, if it's not gavaya asara, it wouldn't be a problem. It's not 10 tefachim high. But here, since it's kavua, so midrabanan, they answer it even though it's not your tefachim high. But a kilo is not so kavua, and therefore they didn't make the isidrabanan. So Gemara asks, for sukkah gavi sukkah the kavia, sukkah gavi sukkah, which is a kavua, the thing could be kavua. Only 10 tefachim high is a problem. So what happened to the rabanan the geiser that was saying by kinoifis? So Gemara, Amri Hosom de la Mifsal Sukkah Ba'asara. There, we have a kosher sukkah I'm sitting in. This is on top of it. You need a sukkah tacha sukkah. Sukkah tacha sukkah, it gotta be 10 tefachim. Even Mirabana has to be 10 tefachim. Hacha, the Shvuya Oila, you wanna make us the oil. Batsim Asara, Namev Oila, at least a Kapanam Mirabanan, less than Asara, if it's Kavua, could be an oil, and that's why it's not a kosher from sukkah gavi, sukkah from Shmuel. So we're coming out. What the recap is, a kilas chasanim, it depends. Kilas chasanim is over four poles. If it's above asara, it's asara. Lower than asara, it's mutter. A kinoifis, which is also on four poles, even less than asara, it's also called kavi. And the fidus gemara here, naklitim, is kosher, lower than asara, but higher than asara, it's asara. So above asara, everything is asara. And below asara, kila and naklitim is mutter, and kinoifis is also called kavi. Dr. Maravite. One more Gemara here. Amar Rav Techliv Aravim, Amar Shmuel. This is what we get when we just go, since we're talking about Kila, we're going to talk about saying Shema. Amar Rav Techliv Aravim, Amar Shmuel. So a person who is not wearing any clothing is not allowed to say Shema. Now, we paskin, there's a problem. Libay Roy is the Erva. Your heart can't see the Erva, which means it can't be, there has to be a separation between the heart and the Erva and the waist. There has to be some separation. But Shmuel didn't hold to that. But Shmuel holds, this is a different problem. If someone is standing somewhere in any clothing, he can't say Shema. But if he's wearing clothing, even though Libay Roy is the Erva, it's not a problem. So what about if he's in a kila and his head's sticking out? Is that like wearing clothing? Or is that like he's standing in a house without clothing? Amar Rav Techliv Aravim, Amar Shmuel. Hayosham bekila arum. You stick your head out of the kila, the kari kriya shema, you say kriya shema. In this way, your head is not seeing the erva, and you, it's like wearing clothing, because a kila is like clothing, it's not like an oil, it's like wearing clothing. We said before, a kila is a temporary canopy, therefore it's like wearing clothing, it's not a problem, the yerba erva is dava. Meisvem, and ask you a kashom. It says in a bright side, Yosham bekila orum, lo yoitzi roisha, you can't stick your head out to say Shema, chutzakila v'krishma. Why is it a problem? Well, a year of b'cha erves davar, since you're not wearing any clothing, it's a problem to say Shema, even though you can't see it, but you're not wearing clothing, that alone is a problem of saying Kriyashma. In Sachamaya skinuk shvaya asara. The kila was 10 tefachim high, and therefore it doesn't have a din of clothing, it has a din of oil, and that's like standing in a house without clothing, you can't stick your window out. It's not a mustav like that, because that brisa says Yosham Mekila Orum Lo Yotzu Roishu Chutzakila. It says Halamaza Doima. Mekani Seifa Lamaza Doima. What's that comparable to? Lo Oimer the Bayis Orum. He's standing in a house without clothing. Shlo Yotzu Roishu Chutzakhalayim. Don't stick your head out of the window of your Kriya Shema. So Shema, we know you see it's like a bayis and it's a Gavaya Asara. It's similar to a bayis. And the Gemara ends off for bayis Nami. It happens to be a bias. Even if it's not Gevaya Asara, you can't say Shema. Because it's called the oil, even without being Gevaya Asara. Kimin de Kviya, oilahu, it's called the oil, loigara mikanoifis. It's not worse than a canopy, which we said before, the Gabi Sukkah, it's called the oil. A house also, since it's Kavua, even if it's not Gevaya Asara, it's called the oil, and you cannot stick your head out and say Shema. So that means, the bottom line is like this. According to Shmuel, who does not hold a problem, Libra Reyes Erva, if someone's wearing a robe that goes from his neck down, and he has no belt, he could say Shema. And not only that, even a kila is good enough. You're sitting in a canopy, a temporary canopy that's not 10 tefachim high. Also, you can say Shema with your head outside. But in a bias, you can't say that. Even if it's not Gevaya Asara, it's Kaviyah. And halacha l'maaseh, we hold you never can say Shema in that case because libo, roya's ever, your heart, roya's ever. That's if you need a belt or an elastic or something in between to block the erva, between the libo and the erva.